Even Beyonce couldn't save them. Hollywood agency Endeavor pulled its IPO after Peloton's poor market debut.
I think the market just doesn't like to see these massive, unprofitable companies going public.
And a schism has opened up between President Trump and the intelligence community after this week's whistleblower revelations.
It's a pretty tortured relationship going back to the campaign.
Plus, a Trump bump is boosting Greenland's real estate market. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we take a closer look at exactly why Endeavor decided to pull its IPO and just what's going on in that market, here's what you missed. You might have read yesterday's 9-page whistleblower report. I know we did. It alleged that President Trump sought to use the powers of his office to coerce Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, and that the White House then tried to cover it up. Now, we're reporting that the president's dealings with Ukraine have created a new schism between him and the intelligence community. From Washington, here's Aruna Viswanatha.
It does seem to have taken things to another level at this point. I mean, we heard from a lot of Trump allies sort of painting this as just another major leak from sort of the quote-unquote deep state, career bureaucrats trying to undermine the president, and from that side, you hear them saying that it's calling into question our public institutions and trust in government agencies. And then from the other side, too, you have members of the intelligence community kind of watching this unfold and feeling somewhat horrified by the actions that they're seeing this president take.
Separately, we're reporting that attention has now turned to the former New York mayor, Rudy Giuliani. What exactly was his role? Here is what Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire had to say in front of the House yesterday.
My only knowledge of what Mr. Giuliani does, I have to be honest with you, I get from TV and from the news media. I am not aware of what he does, in fact, for the president.
We report that some senior officials say they knew little about Mr. Giuliani's work on the president's behalf. For his part, Mr. Giuliani has said that several of his dealings with Ukrainian officials were initiated by the State Department. And a State Department spokesperson said, quote, Mr. Giuliani is a private citizen and acts in a personal capacity as a lawyer for President Trump. He does not speak on behalf of the U.S. government. If you're looking to go more in-depth on the whistleblower complaint, our sister podcast, The Journal, has an episode out looking at it point by point with our executive Washington editor, Gerald Seib. Now, a few more headlines. The CDC says there were more than 250 new cases of vaping-related illnesses in the past week. It brings the total number of reported cases to 805. Nearly three-quarters of the cases are male, and more than a third were linked to people under the age of 21. Health officials have urged people to stop using e-cigarettes while they investigate the cause of the illnesses. And Harvard University's endowment posted a 6.5% return for the 2019 fiscal year. That might sound like a good performance, but it actually trailed the U.S. stock market for that period. The S&P 500 returned 10.4%. So why should you care? Well, it's the world's largest university endowment, and we report it reflects a tough year for many colleges trying to invest in an ultra-low interest rate environment. Now, our main story this morning, just what is happening in the IPO market? This month, WeWork pulled its hotly anticipated IPO. That was due to concerns about its corporate governance and deep unprofitability. We reported late yesterday that now the company is looking to clean house. It's getting rid of those close to co-founder and former CEO Adam Neumann and selling the private jet. But that's not all. Also yesterday, the public market debut of Peloton fizzled. Shares in the luxury spin bike maker closed down by more than 11%. And that performance prompted Endeavor to pull its IPO. Got all that? Don't worry. Charlie Turner has been breaking it all down with Miriam Gottfried.
Miriam, the IPO market took a hit. Two companies went through their own struggles. Peloton had a poor trading debut, and Endeavor Group, which is a talent representation company, pulled its IPO.
That's right. And we're hearing from sources that Endeavor's decision to pull its IPO was in part related to the poor performance of Peloton.
Didn't Endeavor earlier lower its anticipated price range and also with the total number of shares?
It did. Earlier in the day, it lowered its anticipated price range considerably below the original price range that it had set out before it began its roadshow. And It lowered the number of shares, which already could have posed a problem for the company, which has a lot of debt and needed to use the proceeds in part to pay down that debt.
What do you think the deal is with Peloton? I mean, it sells a popular product, or are its bikes too expensive?
It sells a popular product, but you and I both know that these exercise programs can be a fad sometimes. And I think that's something that people are wary of. Like, what is the staying power of a company that sells a popular product that's popular now, in the future? And then there's also the question of, you know, the comparison between this company and other kind of one product companies like GoPro or Fitbit. There's something of a wariness about these one product companies, too.
Of course, this follows the decision of WeWork, which is in real turmoil, to pull its IPO. What is happening with these companies? Is it an individual story, or is it just an industry-wide story as far as IPOs are concerned?
I think it has to do with the type of company that's IPOing. A lot of these are very big companies that have grown massive in the private markets, and sometimes their valuations have not kept up with the reality that the public market sees when they take a look at the companies. In all of these cases, the companies were not profitable. In Endeavor's case, it's been profitable in some quarters, but not consistently profitable. And I think the market just doesn't like to see these massive, unprofitable companies going public. There's no appetite for that.
You can find our full coverage of Peloton, Endeavor, and the Wii Company up on WSJ.com. On to markets. U.S. stocks closed lower yesterday as investors digested another tumultuous day in Washington. But even though shares are sliding slightly, the reality is the drama in D.C. hasn't yet changed the main trends in the market. Caitlin Ostroff explains.
So investors are watching the impeachment proceedings because this could have an effect in the long run. But what the market is mostly looking to see is what are the impacts immediately of this. And for the impeachment proceedings, because they're so early on, that's just not known yet. And so the market is mostly reacting to things that it had been before. You're seeing the same type of stocks doing well. That's utility stocks and value stocks. And so they're still watching for the U.S.-China trade tensions, for Brexit uncertainty, and some of the more immediate effects that that's going to have on the market. But they're not really reacting to the U.S. political sphere.
And here's what else we're paying attention to today. France unveiled billions of dollars in tax cuts as part of an effort by French President Emmanuel Macron to overhaul France's economy. From Paris, Naomi Biserb has more.
People are fed up with high taxes. Macron has pledged to take action, so he needs to deliver now. Even more so because there remains a simmering public anger against Macron's reform agenda in the country. So if Macron wants to implement new reforms, namely a big overhaul of the pension system in France, he has to keep people happy in one way or the other.
And teachers in the third biggest school district in the country have authorized a strike. If you guessed that the third biggest school district in the country was Chicago, good job. The decision to authorize a strike, which could happen as soon as October 7th, came after negotiations between the union and the district broke down over pay, benefits, and smaller class sizes. A strike date is expected to be set next week. It could leave nearly 300,000 students without teachers. The district hasn't yet said what it plans to do if the strike happens. Finally, you might remember our story from over the summer. It was about President Trump wanting to buy Greenland. Even though a sale of the island looks to be off the table, we report today that the attention from the president has led Greenland's already hot property market to get even hotter. Yes, even in the Arctic Circle, there's a housing crunch. Properties in the capital, Nuuk, are in short supply, partially due to a lack of buildable land. But just in case you're considering a purchase, there is something you need to know about the world's least densely populated territory. In Greenland, all the land is owned collectively, and it can't be purchased by individuals. So you can own your house, but not the land underneath it. That's what's news from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.